Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It is the Paul Zeiss Show. We are brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's, the official chicken wing of the Fan. Archie's is also the home of 50 Cent Wings Monday through Thursday, and it's the home of the Paul Zeiss Grilled Cheese Sandwich. So get down to Archie's and enjoy yourself. We're also brought to you by Solomon Auto Group, and we are brought to you by the Fan Hotline is brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. It is Labor Day, and we had a big, busy weekend down on the North Shore this weekend. There's about 4 hours left if you want to try and get down to the Rib Fest. People love the Rib Fest, and rightly so. There are it's always one of the best things that we have going this, you know, in this town every year is the first, you know, Labor Day weekend. The ribs are really, really good. You go down to the North Shore, it's booming. There's music, and it smells like barbecue. So you got about 4 hours left if you're going to try and get in on the action. I think tonight there actually might even be some fireworks or something to sort of end the thing. So we had that this weekend going on. Labor Day is always, I think, in my mind, one of the toughest holiday weekends, just because when you get back from Labor Day, summer is officially over. I mean, would you agree with that, Bill? Labor Day is sort of like the official last day of the summer, even though there is some crazy date based on the calendar. Like, it's September 21st is the actual official last day of summer. But for the most part, Labor Day means summer is over, school is in, football is here, and we are getting ready to go start going downhill towards snow.
Yeah, unfortunately, all the fun's over.
Right. I mean, this is pretty much it. I mean, you have Labor Day, and then at the end of Labor Day, you basically give back to school, and it is over in terms of your summer. A lot of times people close their pools on Labor Day, right, and all that other stuff. So Labor Day is a nice four-day weekend before summer start. I mean, before the, you know, school or whatever. But it also means at the end of the weekend, summer is pretty much officially over, I think. Some would say the season is pretty much over with Pitt, with respect to Pitt. You know, they played the other night, and I think it was a tough loss for them. I think one of the things about it is they just really did not play very well on offense. I thought their defense played pretty well. And I think if their defense does that every week, they have a shot to be good at, to give themselves the opportunity to go and win some games in the ACC. But boy, offensively, and I know it's a first game and you got a new offensive coordinator, but they've got to throw the ball better than they threw it. They've got to do a better job of catching the ball, and they've got to do a better job of blocking. The other thing is, I would say that there's probably now a little bit of heat starting, in terms of, Pat Narduzzi, year five. It's not a good start. I don't believe that he started the season on the hot seat, but I do believe that he would be basically, in a situation where, he better not have a terrible year. And it looked like the guys in Vegas said Pitt was going to be, a six-win team. I think that was the over-under, six, right? And a lot of people said, they'll be better than that. They'll be much better than that, right? And then you look at it now, They lose to Virginia, and the way they played, boy, 6-6 is starting to look like what this team might be. You hope they're going to get better. The problem with losing that game is that you've got now Ohio University on Saturday morning. You want to talk about one of the worst? You want to talk about one of the worst scheduled games ever, Bill? You've got Ohio University coming off a loss. You got Pitt coming off a loss. Ohio University at 11 a.m. 23,000, maybe, maybe,
maybe.
I gotta do the you know, the pregame show again. I'm in here on Friday night till 2 a.m. I might as well just like go in the back and sleep on the couch for an hour. Get up to do my pregame show. It's gonna be like at 7 a.m. or something, right? Whatever it is. I mean, 11 a.m. Let's hope that they can handle that lifting and win that game. If they don't win it, then we're talking about something completely, completely different with this team. But then you've got Penn State and Central Florida back-to-back. You're looking maybe at 1-3, and if you're 1-3 after four games, then it becomes a real, real, real issue. Pat Narduzzi's now got to figure out he's got to win one of those two games. Then you come out with Delaware and Duke. You should be able to get to 3-3. And at that point, you've got a string of games that outside of Georgia Tech, who they should beat, I just don't know that I say, okay, so that's your fourth win. I don't know where 5, 6, and 7 are coming from. I just don't. Syracuse up there, it's going to be a tough game for Pitt. Miami is, they've got a really good coach, and I think they're going to get better and better and better every week. North Carolina, the story of the weekend in my book, Mack Brown. How about that, Bill? 85-year-old Mack Brown, huh? His first. Did you see the clip of him doing the dance, the rap dance in the locker room with his guys after the game?
Oh, yeah, awesome stuff.
Huh?
Awesome.
Hey, you know what? For an old white dude, an old Southern white dude, he's got some soul, right? I mean, he was able to do some. It wasn't actually horrible. It wasn't like. The one day when Jamie Dixon, when they won, I forget what they won something, and Jamie Dixon did that dance. He tried to do the dance in the locker room. You've seen that video, right?
That's brutal.
It was brutal. It was basically like, Jamie, you probably should not do that anymore, ever again. But Mack Brown was a story of the weekend for me in college football, I think. I was one of the people that made fun of the whole thing. Really? You're going to bring this guy out of, dust this guy off? He hadn't coached in like 5 or 6 years. He's been an analyst for how long? He's old, and then he went out and hired a bunch of old guys on his staff? What are you doing? The one thing he could do when he was at North Carolina the first time and when he was at Texas, the one thing he could absolutely do is recruit. So I will say that. And the thing about it is, if you've ever been to North Carolina, it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful campus to go to. So he should be able to recruit very easily there, and they're going to have good players. But you know what? Something tells me they're going to be actually better than people thought this year. Then they're down at Virginia Tech, which is, you know, a tough place to play. And Boston College is going to be a better team than people think. And that's really what it comes down to. You look at that schedule now with a loss to Virginia and you say, boy, 6-6 is going to be tough, I think. So, not a good start for Pitt. Not the end of the world for Pitt, but not a good start either. 412-928-9370 is the number. We're talking about sports. Right now, we're talking about your Pitt Panthers. Pat Narduzzi, year five, not off to a great start. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.